This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Democrats pressed the Justice Department Monday to provide the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, even as Republicans gleefully called for them to move on from the Russia investigation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's a simple request for transparency, nothing more, nothing less, not to make a decision as to what you believe, not to say what we ought to do about it, just to make it public.
President Trump said the release of Mueller's full report wouldn't bother him at all, and he's blasting those he says were responsible for starting the probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Without naming anybody, the president says his foes did treasonous things.
Those people will certainly be looked at.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says he'll investigate Justice Department actions after the president compared them to a failed coup.
We'll begin to unpack the other side of the story.
Democrats, meantime, are dismissing Attorney General William Barr's summary of the special counsel's report, seizing on a line that says the report does not exonerate the president of obstruction, though Barr said there's not enough evidence to find the president committed a crime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British lawmakers voted late Monday to take control of Brexit from Prime Minister Theresa May, to try to find a deal acceptable to both the UK and European Union. This means that starting Wednesday, lawmakers will consider a number of motions they hope will be acceptable to all sides for the UK to divorce itself from the EU, which May has been unable to accomplish, leaving the future of her government in doubt. Options could include a so-called soft Brexit, under which the UK keeps close economic ties with the EU, or forgetting Brexit altogether and staying in the Union. This is VOA News. An exchange of hostilities prompted Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut his trip to Washington short. Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue has more.
The Israeli military carried out more airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza on Monday, hours after a rocket launched from Gaza hit and destroyed a home north of Tel Aviv that morning. Israeli authorities say that six people were wounded. A Hamas naval position has been hit, as well as a large training camp in Gaza, according to Palestinian officials. But it's not immediately clear how many casualties may have resulted. Both positions were likely to have been evacuated, as Hamas had hours of notice that Israeli strikes were coming. Hamas has also not confirmed or denied their involvement in the initial rocket attack. Earlier this month, Israel said two rockets were launched at Tel Aviv, blaming Hamas Islamists. But a security official later said they'd been set off by accident.
And that's Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting. Before leaving the United States, Washington, D.C. to be specific, Netanyahu looked on as President Trump signed an order recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. The declaration is a boost for Netanyahu, facing a stronger-than-expected re-election challenge after police last month recommended the Israeli prime minister be indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. The top UN aid chief says the United Nations is appealing for $282 million to help the victims of the cyclone Idai in Mozambique. Mark Lowcock said Monday that the funds would be used for health, water, sanitation, and hygiene issues, as well as food security and helping people regain their livelihoods. The cyclone's heavy winds and rains killed at least 750 people in Mozambique and neighboring Malawi and Zimbabwe and made hundreds of thousands of people homeless. Lowcock says that appeals for Malawi and Zimbabwe would be coming in the next few days. Also Monday, the U.S. Department of Defense said it will provide $6.5 million in humanitarian assistance to Mozambique. It said the money will be used to fund 10 days of logistics support in Mozambique. Michael Avenatti, the outspoken lawyer best known for representing the actor Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Donald Trump, was arrested Monday. He faces federal charges that include trying to shake down Nike for as much as $25 million by threatening the company in bad publicity or with bad publicity. Avenatti was also accused of embezzling a client's money to pay his own expenses and was charged with extortion and bank and wire fraud in separate cases in New York and California. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.